It's been one of those days. It's been one of those days when I get grumpy. Oh, and I didn't mean to get grumpy. I don't mean to get grumpy, but the thing is, when things don't work, I get grumpy. When things are specifically made to work and they don't work, I get really annoyed. What a day. I mean, somebody rings up today and says, I've been talking to such and such, and they've said I can have a bit of this software that's on one of your servers. I go, hold on, fella, put this in writing because, you know, you could be anybody. So, get the email, fantastic, tells me who he is. I send it on to the people who are involved that I need to ask for, you know, authorisation to pinch a piece of this, well, not pinch a piece of software, but nick a bit of the software and send away so it can be analysed by the said caller. They all agree to it. So I go and get an encrypted USB stick, which is specifically designed to work on a certain network. Plug the encrypted USB into the server. Server doesn't recognise it. Okay, no worries. Run all the way down to my office, go and get one of my own bog standard ones, USB drives that aren't supposed to be touched, can't even, you know, penetrate the system. Plug it in. Recognise straight away, can download any bit of kit I want off that server, which isn't supposed to happen. So I was annoyed at that point. So I asked the people who run or made this specific network for the file path to what I'm supposed to be nicking off and sending off to somebody via email. Get given the file path, look through the file path's not there. These are only the people that wrote the system, you know, wrote the hierarchy of the system. And it's a quite important bit of the system that I was sending away. So several telephone calls later and lots of umming and ahhing at their end, I get the correct file path, find the little bit of software, put it on my drive, put it on my standalone computer in my office, then transfer it to my desktop, then get the encrypted USB stick, plug it into my own system, encrypted, this works, ask me for a password, fantastic. I drag the thing across because onto the USB stick because it needs to go onto another system which has another encryption level on it, which only takes these sticks. It doesn't take any other device, doesn't take CD, doesn't take nothing else, and it won't take not normal bog standard USB sticks. So I stick in this encryption is specifically written for what I'm going to plug it into now, right? Plug it in. Recognises the encryption software. Asks me for a password. Tick, 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 tick in the password. Tells me that the USB stick is accessible. Double click on the USB stick icon. Disk is inaccessible. Access is denied. Hold on. This computer system is specifically written to accept these specific USB sticks. They are made for each other, they're made by the same company and are our only way of getting stuff onto this system. So, annoyed, ring up a support desk that supports this particular system. And they go, well, it should work. I'm going, yes, I know that. It should work. It doesn't work. Oh, let me look into it for you. Can you unplug it and plug it back in again? Do that. Wait the 10 minutes it takes for the authentication to happen. 10 minutes, I can't believe it in this day and age. Type in the password again. Double click on it. Lets me in. Your disk is accessible. Double click on the disk. Disk is inaccessible. Access is denied. He goes, I can't understand it. I went, I need to send this off. This is quite important stuff I'm sending off, mate. We're allowed three to four working day turnaround on this fault. I went, that's not good enough for me. So all I basically did is kept unplugging and plugging the thing in, clicking on it, inaccessible, access denied, Finally, for some fluke, it just lets me in, drag the thing to the desktop, email it off, the thing gets quarantined with a virus. How amazing is that? So that's why my day's been buggy, because it all happened when we're having a big shakedown of a special room that's been opened, that they're doing a shakedown, which this other server is serving, should I say. So a snap exercise where they're all in there, how can I put it, battle testing the room for specific stuff, and I'm on the server that's serving it, and oh god, it's just a nightmare. A nightmare today, but the day's over. I'm not back in work till Monday. 4 days of relaxing, hopefully. And plus I get to see my parents tomorrow. So, grump over. Grump finished. Grump done. I shouldn't have got grumpy, but I did. But that's A, because I like things to work when they're supposed to work, and if they're specifically written to work with each other, that annoys me even more when they don't. But anyway, I needed to tell somebody, because I don't tell anybody. I'm a lone office worker. Well, not a lone office worker, a lone IT worker. So nobody else to confide in. So audio boo was it just now. Anyway, food. I need food. I love you all, relax.